It is time for Sports Lit 101 on a Wednesday. Bruce Pratt in the house with us, and is it some poetry this week, right?
Yeah, when this book came out, I spoiler alert in one way, I have known this poet, Jerry Costanzo, for more than 40 years. He was my wife's brother's roommate in college. I have admired all of Jerry's poetry over the years, and this is a new book from the University of Nebraska Press. Jerry is the founder of the Carnegie Mellon Press, which is one of the most respected poetry presses in the country. And unlike other people who found their own presses, he does not publish his own books, much to his great credit. The introduction to this book is from former U.S. poet laureate Ted Kooser. Jerry is a highly respected poet and a highly respected teacher. He teaches at Carnegie Mellon, graduate of Harvard and what was the equivalent of the John Hopkins MFA program when he was there. But this is a book of poetry. If Downtown commissioned a book of poetry, I think this would be it.
Really?
And the reason I think that is that the sports poems, and there are not a lot of them in here, but the sports poems are among the most intelligent and compelling sports poems I know. And I'm going to leave Jerry the opportunity to read one or two of those because he's going to be on with us next week. But the other poems talk about all the kinds of things that the guests on Downtown talk about. There are poems that deal with the way entertainment affects us, the way media affects us, the way that history and the past affect us. And it's called Regular Haunts, and that's because one section of this book, which is new and new poems and collected poems from Jerry's seven or eight previous collections, the last sentence of each poem, last poetic sentence, which may not always be a complete sentence of being a poem, is the first line of a thriller or a mystery book that he read at some point. And he noticed long ago that in the 1940s, America's taste in literature changed, and we went away from reading Westerns to reading thrillers and mystery books. We went away from Western movies, not completely, obviously, but more into film noir and to some of the detective films. So he wrote an incredible series of poems where he imagines something that goes on from taking just one line out of the book. I want, the very first sentence of the book. But Jerry's also been known for having great humor in his poetry, not that kind of laugh out loud Ogden Nash wordplay necessarily, but looking at things that are funny and not just ironically funny. So much of American literature these days is funny because it's based on irony. Now, I'm gonna read one of Jerry's poems just because I think this will be so perfect. We've had people on talking about how the automobile has so changed America for both the good and the bad. We talked with Melody Hoffman about how bike lanes and in certain cities have changed the way we think about transportation. But this is a poem which I could imagine being, and if there were automobiles in ancient Israel, this could have been one of the Northern Kingdom's prophets like Amos writing this poem. This is called Sacred Cows of Los Angeles. As if it had never happened, an old Angelino will remember the coming of the word smog. How in 1948, a meteorologist predicted the end of the past in four letters. How the sacred cows brought with them traffic lights and street signs, crosswalks, and the dotted line, which after a while they began to ignore. Pausing at corners, they drool a pool of oil and maybe etch a rubber patch, leaving. They were fed whatever it took. They were washed and shined. At night, they'd idle through La Cienega or watch from a lover's lane over the cool Pacific. They'd snooze beneath the flickering face of the Escondido drive-in, or sleep in garages nestled in the waning fumes, safe a few hours from the future, safe the sight of the full moon, a pomegranate resting on the hazy lip of Los Angeles. When you think of L.A. and you think of the cars and you think of the horrible traffic jams that, what is it, something in America, we lose a billion plus hours of work time because of traffic jams. And there's always that iconic picture of someone parked in that spot and you can go looking over L.A., right, in their car, and how L.A. is kind of, but to refer to them as the sacred cows is the kind of thing that Jerry is so good at. It's showing us the way we look at things, even if we haven't thought it that way. The other wonderful thing about this book is that Jerry has at the very end some essays that really that talk about how he came to be a poet and how he came to look at poetry as something more than just that idea that poets are guys that wear berets and smoke gauloises and drink wine and espresso and live in a garret, that it can be something which is accessible to the world and is also something that people can approach from their own perspective. And there's nothing in regular haunts. There's not a poem in here. Even the ones that, you know, you want to read three or four times to get the whole sense. And there isn't one that isn't accessible. There's one that I wanted to just talk about, and I hope Jerry will read this. It's called Nobody Lives on Arthur Godfrey Boulevard. And the first line of the poem is, "When I first heard about America, it was already too late." And as I think about what we have in front of us today, and I think about that notion of how we define what our country is and what it is supposed to be, for a lot of people, there is that sense that they arrived too late. And the poem doesn't take that as its only premise. And I don't want to spoil it because I think Jerry might read that one. Got a great one called The Rite of Nickel Beer Night, about the Nickel Beer Night when Jeff Burrows got punched in Cleveland. A fabulous one about being mistaken for Carl Yastrzemski at a Cape Cod League game. So there are, he's a diehard Red Sox fan, big Celtics fan, Bruins guy, even though he lives in Pittsburgh, and even though he's from Oregon, he grew up in Oregon, he's a Boston sports fan, so it'll be interesting to talk with him about that too. But we'll talk to Jerry next week. Live from Pitts. He'll be at his home in Pittsburgh, and we'll give him a call.
Fantastic. We look forward to that. And the book is called?
Regular Haunts, New and Previous Poems, Gerald Costanzo, Costanzo, from the University of Nebraska Press. It's really, really a good book of poems.
Very nice. Well, now, what else have you been reading for future Sports Lit 101 discussions?
I've been reading a lot of books. One of the books we will talk about, we can talk about it during Sports Lit, is Steve Allman's great new book, Bad Stories. Only one of the major essays in it is directly about sports, but wow, this is a book written by someone who's given a lot of thought to the world we live in. And I've been reading at the same time I've been reading Against This Age, on Humanism and Fascism, by Rob Ryman, which has been really interesting. But we will have more sports-specific books coming up soon. They're on their way from the various presses. And we'll be talking some baseball, some basketball, and maybe some football.
Outstanding. Sports Lit 101.